SOP 292. Today we've got a new free tool to help you get comments on your podcast. We're going to talk about podcasting in business, and we've got a last five and five.
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
Podcasting since 2005. I am your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson, thanking you, really, like, just beyond appreciation that you are here taking time out of your busy schedule to listen to me gab about podcasting. We talk about all things, really, podcasting, from planning to promoting to producing, monetizing, all of the above, because everything you need to start a podcast is at theschoolofpodcasting.com. If you would like to contact me, you can email me, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. You can call in your comments, courtesy of podcastvoicemail.com. The number is 888-563-3228. You can leave a comment out at our blog at schoolofpodcasting.com. Or we got the new thing, and we're just going to jump right into this. There's a new service called SpeakPipe, S-P-E-A-K-P-I-P-E. It is brand new. And if you go out to schoolofpodcasting.com, that's our website, there is a button right now on the right-hand side that says send voicemail. And when you click on that, it actually brings up one button. You click on it, and if you have some sort of microphone plugged into your computer, and these days, that accounts for a lot of people. Either they have video cameras that have a camera built into it, they're on some sort of laptop that has a built-in microphone, which granted doesn't sound great, but sounds better than nothing. Or they have an actual headset on because they're playing games or they're using it for Skype to keep in contact with families, things like that. So that is a thing, and it's really great for people, as I like to say, across the pond. I just got off Skype with my friend Peter, who is in Fiji. And, you know, it'd be great for him to leave a comment. So, and it's nothing against, I always say with podcastvoicemail.com, it's only $2 a month and 6 cents a minute. And if those people that are using Skype across the pond dial my 800 number, which is one of the advantages of having an 800 number, it's still free for them. Now, I will say that that service delivers a WAV file, but it's kind of a low quality WAV file, and you kind of have to clean it up, and it works, and it's playable, but it's not exactly high quality. Now, this SpeakPipe service does some things that are really cool. Number one, you get an email that says you've got a voicemail from SpeakPipe. You can see the person's name, because when somebody clicks on it and they click on record, when they get done, it asks them for their name and their email address. And so what's great about that is you can see who the messages from, and you get their email address. So if you want to, you can go and listen to, oh, and there's a direct download link. So you don't even have to log into your SpeakPipe account. You can if you want, and you can click on the one on the top, and it'll just play all your voicemail messages from the top to the bottom. But you've got everything you need right there in your email. So you could right click on it and type in the name, because you have the person's name right there, to rename the WAV file, because the one they send you is like this god-awful number, letter, number, letter, number, letter, letter, number, 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 dot WAV file. It's awful. Not a big deal, though. I totally understand why that is. It's not a complaint. But the great thing is you have the person's name to rename it. So you download it, and let's play a couple. Here's one from Marcus Couch.
Jammin' Dave Jackson. How are you, my man? It's Marcus Couch from The Scene Zine. And also a WordPress plugins podcast. Yeah, I'm co-hosting something. It's called WordPress Plugins A to Z. You can find it at wppluginsa2z.com. And I co-host that with John Overall, who's a WordPress guy out of Canada. Anyway, I got your email that said check out SpeakPipe and decided I'd chime in. So, yeah. Dave, I don't know how to end this. I'm sorry. I'm terrible. Okay, well, check out my show, and it's Marcus Couch from The Scene Zine and WordPress Plugins A to Z, and soon to be another podcast coming soon as well to video. I know I threaten that on a yearly basis, but I really do mean it this time. All right, guys, take care.
And here's one. I believe this one was done from a laptop with maybe some, a laptop noise in the background, maybe the built-in microphone, not sure, but still sounds good. Here's one from Larry Decay.
Hey Dave, Larry Decay here with the Business of Writing Today podcast, available on iTunes. Dave, thanks for all your help in working with Peggy and I to get our latest recordings uploaded to iTunes. And dealing with some WordPress issues for us. You're the best, you know your stuff, and we're grateful to count you as a friend. I left you a review on the Power of Podcasting on iTunes, and hopefully they'll approve that. And I'm going to leave you a review on your other School of Podcasting, more podcast money sites on iTunes as well. Keep up the good work, and here's a test message for you on SpeakPipe. Have a blessed day.
And one more here. This is Tim Dewey.
Hi, Dave. How are you? This is Tim Dewey. Hope all is well. Interesting. I don't know how loud this is, but I just want to say, neat idea. Anyways, hope all is well. Take care, Dave. Again, this is Tim Dewey from the Sled Dog Podcast.
Now, the great thing about this service, first of all, thank you to Marcus and Larry and Tim. We'll have another last five and five here in a minute from Scott Island. And he again, called it in via SpeakPipe. Now, the great thing about these, as you've heard, they actually sound good compared to a phone call that even through, you know, like I said, I've been using podcast voicemail for years. It just sounds better. Now, the disadvantage is there are going to be those people that don't have a microphone. So that's why I have both. If you want to call it in, it's toll free, 888-563-3228. The bottom line is, as a teacher, I know that people learn in different fashions. Some people like to hear it. Some people like to see it. Some people have to write it down. Some people have to touch it and do it, right? And so consequently, when I design a lesson plan, I have to try to make sure to have enough to say for the person who wants to hear it. Realize that some people are going to want to write down every word I say. That's fine. And some people have to do it. You know, everybody has different learning styles. And consequently, when it comes to interacting with your podcast, some people want to write in, some people want to call in, and some people want to, click the button and record voicemail with a microphone. And why not give them whatever option they want? So it's a great service. The other cool thing about it, how it works, and if you're at the School of Podcasting, I have a video to show you how to play with this. You log into your account. It's free. It's in beta. And it's probably not going to be free forever. And I'm going to talk about this in the next episode. I interview Mike Dell from Blueberry. And we were talking about, we'll be talking about FeedBurner versus using PowerPress. It's actually a really interesting conversation. That'll be next week. But we were talking about how when companies offer their services for free, they tend to, go out of business. Because I tried to pay for my groceries this week with a smile because they're free. They didn't take. So apparently businesses want money. And when you don't charge money, you don't stay in business. So I want SpeakPipe to charge because I like their service. Now, I'm hoping it's like $5 or less because my podcast voicemail number is it's $2 a month and about 6 cents a minute. And I don't think I've ever had a bill over 5 minutes, but I'm also getting much less quality. So I'm hoping it's like around the $5 mark. That would be great. And I'll also have to see how many people use it, obviously. It doesn't matter if it's a great service and it sounds great if nobody uses it. Again, we'll have to see how many people have a microphone plugged in and are ready to record. But when you sign up, it's super easy. It's free. You'll log into your account and you can customize the color of the tab that shows up on the right-hand side of the picture of your screen. And you can customize what it says. Mine says right now, send voicemail. And you simply copy a piece of code and you put it in the footer of your WordPress blog. And if you're using other systems, Tumblr, whatever, there are other systems as well. They've got some cheat sheets for you. But if you're using Thesis, it's really easy. I've got a tutorial on that. If you're using like the basic kind of 2011 basic WordPress theme, it's super easy because they have footer widgets and you just put a text widget in the footer and copy and paste that in there. So you can see what they're talking about at their website, which is speakpipe.com. But right now I'm giving it like three thumbs up. And mainly because of the email that I get. The fact that I get an email with the name and I think it shows the time, but I don't care about that, and a direct link to the file. So I don't have to go to their SpeakPipe website and download. I can do it right there from the email. That is cool. Since we are talking a little SpeakPipe, let's get a last 5 and 5 from Scott Island from the Baseball Experience.
Hey there, Dave. This is Scott Island from thebaseballexperience.com calling in, sampling this thing for you for SpeakPipe, as you requested. I thought I'd do a last 5 and 5 so you can get a pretty good view of what we have here. The last 5 podcasts I listened to, something of a TV buff, so I listened to the Firewall and Iceberg podcast at hitfix.com. That's Alan Sepinwall, the old media critic for the New Jersey Star-Ledger. You have, let's see, what else do I have here? What was next? Oh, yes, the Mark Gunger Show. This is a marriage and family show at laughyourway.com. Real good marriage advice and real good family advice and relationship advice. It's an absolute lifesaver, I think. Anyway, let's see. This Week in Larry Miller. This Week with Larry Miller. It's a much different podcast. This Week with Larry Miller. Yes, it's a comedy podcast, a solo show, just Larry talking, the old Five Levels of Drinking guy. Let's see, that's number 3. Number 4, Up and In, the Baseball Prospectus podcast. It's a very long-form podcast done once a week from the Baseball Prospectus guys. And at number 5, the Adam Carolla Show. Some of you guys may have heard that. It's the number 1 most downloaded podcast in the world, and it's a comedy show. And the main reason that I'm doing this is Adam convinced me that if he could do it, anybody can. So that's my last 5 and 5. Dave, you've been an absolute lifesaver as far as getting me started with my podcast. It's been a little bit of a rough start, but it's really going well. It would have been a lot worse if I didn't talk to you. So I want to thank you very much for that. And I'll see you on the flip side. Baseballexperience.com is going really well. And the Baseball Experience, I've been recording just about every Tuesday. And I think I've finally figured out a format to do. So, or at least something resembling one. The whole idea being that I wanted to be ready by the start of the regular season to have at least a regular format and something that my listeners can count on. So as I build my audience, that's where I'm driving, at April 1st being the date that I'm really ready to go. So I want to thanks very much again, Dave. And again, I'll keep listening to the School of Podcasting, everything you've got coming in. I consider the School of Podcasting to be a fantastic resource for everybody who wants to start a podcast. Fantastic resource. Thanks so much, Dave. I appreciate it. Bye now.
Thank you, Scott. And again, you can find him at thebaseballexperience.com. If you're new to the show, A Last 5 and 5 isn't your favorite 5 podcasts. It's simply what were the last 5 podcasts that you listened to. And you can cheat, look at your phone or your iPod, whatever you're using, and maybe a little bit about the podcast and where we can find it. That's called The Last 5 and 5. Thanks, Scott. Next up, we have a question, speaking of across the pond, our good friend Kevin Mulrine from the Yes Music Podcast at yesmusicpodcast.com has a question about podcasting and business.
Hello, Dave. Kevin Mulrine here of the Yes Music Podcast at yesmusicpodcast.com. Thanks very much for some great episodes recently. I've used both the Podtrack player that you mentioned and also started using SpeakPipe on the Yes Music Podcast, and it's been fantastic with 3 people leaving messages already, which is a lot more than I used to get. So that's great. Thanks very much for that. You were asking for some ideas of what to cover in your podcast, School of Podcasting, and I've got a bit of a teaser for you. I wonder if you could think about this one for me, please. The organization that I work for are thinking about starting some podcasts. It's a membership organization, so we have some private membership areas, and we also have an open website as well. What advice would you give me in trying to persuade the organization to go with podcasts? It would probably be me that would be recording and hosting the podcasts. So what advice would you give for a membership organization thinking of starting podcasts? Is it sensible to start 2 podcasts, one as a member benefit and one as more of an advertising strategy to get new members, how do you think they should start, and what can I say to them to persuade them to go for it? Thanks so much, Dave, for all you do for podcasters out there and all the help that you've given me.
Kevin, thank you so much for the question. Great question. And let's just talk about the advantages of podcasting. If we go audio podcasting, number one, people can do while they're doing other things. You can ride the treadmill, drive in the car, walk the dog, whatever you're doing, you can multitask and listen to audio. That's why I like audio. Now, so that's that. It's also time shifted, meaning people can listen whenever they want. If they have a portable recorder, be it a Zoom, be it an iPod, be it an iPhone, be it an iPad, they can take that with them. So now they can listen whenever they want, wherever they want. In business, so that's just core advantages of podcasting. When you do a podcast, for whatever reason, you are seen as an expert. Why? Because you have a podcast. I don't know why that is. I just know it is. I do a podcast about weight loss. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a trainer, but I have people asking me questions about very detailed health things. And I go, I'm just a dude in the basement trying to lose weight. And that's how I say people see you as an expert. So that's an advantage of doing a podcast. Makes you stand out, especially if your competition doesn't have one. You could say, well, you know, blah, 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 but company XYZ doesn't even have a podcast. You can listen to ours. We put it out on a bi-weekly basis, right? Because you're on iTunes. Again, makes you look like an expert. So that's another advantage of a podcast. The great thing, another thing about a podcast, if we go to, a lot of times businesses will put out newsletters, things like that. When you add a tone of voice, it makes it more personal. When I started my podcast back in 2005, the first one I did was something I used to do as a newsletter. And when I did a newsletter, I got a little bit of feedback. But when I turned that same exact information into a podcast and it had a tone of voice, it made it more personal. It made it more real. People went, wow, Dave's a real guy. And consequently, I got more feedback. So that's another advantage. Now, the thing that people worry about with business, let me give you an example of how, to me, I always went, oh, this is such a classic example of you should be using a podcast, would be the Monday morning sales meeting. I worked for a company in North Canton, Ohio, and we had salesmen scattered out within 50 miles of our main office. And on Monday mornings, we would have everybody drive in, and many of them lived in their own territory. So they're driving out of their territory to come to the main headquarters. We would have a meeting and say, here's where the sales numbers are. Now go sell more. And they would drive back out. Now, when they drove back out, we actually had to pay mileage because for them to go back out into their territory and make sales calls. And to me, I was always like, oh, why don't we put out a podcast that says, here's the numbers, go sell more. They could download that to their phone, to their iPod, give them an iPod if they don't have one, and listen to it in the car on their way to the first call. You don't have to pay for mileage. You don't have to pay for the time while they're driving in and during the meeting. That meeting, you're paying people's salary to listen to you say, go sell more. So you're saving that, you're saving the mileage, and you're saving the time. And then you can have them call in if they want with questions and things like that. And that can be used in your podcast. I have a gym here in Ohio that has multiple locations. And there's even one, I was in Pennsylvania this week, and there's a location over there called Planet Fitness. You might know them from The Biggest Loser show. And to me, I've actually contacted them. Hello, Planet Fitness, are you listening? Saying, you guys need a podcast. Because I'm sure they have people on staff that could give reliable fitness tips, right? They could interview people at the gym if they wanted to that have succeeded, you know, their success story. To say, I've lost 30 pounds since I've joined Planet Fitness. I'm a real person. I'm, you know, Jill Marinix, whatever. And I've lost this, you know, thanks to Planet Fitness. They could also say, oh, by the way, we have a new one opening up in Stowe, Ohio, coming in April. And keep people up to date with what's going on with their organization, giving them valued fitness advice, things like that, and just keeping their brand in front of people. And then also things like I said, if you could interview people that are actually losing weight, things that they're changing. Now, instead of you doing a commercial about your great gym and how wonderful it is, you let your customers do it. So that could be one for the public. You can also do a podcast that is strictly internal. And to this, I want to say one thing, because I realize when you turn something into a digital format, you can share it with whoever you want, and pretty much you can't stop people from doing that. And that's when they go, well, that's why I'm not putting it into an MP3. Realize, if you are the CEO of a company and you say, we had $120,000 worth of sales in quarter one, we're down 13%. And you tell me that information, there's nothing stopping me from going to the competition and saying, guess what? They're down 13% for the first quarter. I could do that. I can share that information if I want, in the same way that I can share an MP3 file with that information. So I've never understood that. For somebody to give information to the competition, they have to be disloyal. And a disloyal employee is going to do whatever they want. They can send it in an email. They can say it verbally. They can send you the audio file. It really, if you have a disloyal employee, it really doesn't matter if you've given them an MP3. Now, what you can do is I'm actually, thanks to Gary Leland from fastpitch.tv, I've been playing with a new plugin called Magic Members that I think I'm going to be using at the School of Podcasting. It's really, really cool to make a membership site. And one of the things that it does, it's $97. If you go to schoolofpodcasting.com/magic-members, what this does is, with no monthly fee, it's a one-time fee, $97. You install it like any other plugin. You can have it set up so that when you make them members of your website, each person gets their own RSS feed. And if you're like, an RSS what? Think of it this way. If you're a radio station, each person gets their own frequency. So you listen at 100.7, you listen at 100.9, you listen at 101.1, you listen at 101.2, you listen at 101.3. Now, it turns out that Dan becomes a salesman that, well, for lack of a better phrase, isn't selling, and he listens at 101.2. You turn off his frequency. If it was a radio station, since it's a podcast with a website, you turn off his RSS feed. Really, really cool. Now, if this is a company, obviously you're not going to charge them for that, but that's how you could stop people. You know, what do you do if it's an employee? You can't just have one page and say, hey, click here to download the audio, because that's not stopping it from future employees that may not be on your team anymore. You can actually have a membership site. So, and I'm actually doing this with a company I'm working for. I'm like, hey, why don't we just provide tips? We've been seen as experts in our field, we've been around forever, that I'm doing some training for, you know, why don't we just put out some quick tips? Why don't we answer frequently asked questions? And that can be a great customer service tool. You know, just answering frequently asked questions makes you seen as an expert. You're providing information that people can use. How do you know it's useful? Because you hear it all the time. And we're going to answer a question. How are we doing on time? Yeah, we'll answer one in a future episode about playing music in your podcast that I got. I hear that one a lot, and I've actually answered it previously in previous episodes, but we're going to answer it again. We've got some new information on that. That'll be probably in a week or two. But that's how you know that information is useful. And so if somebody calls and says, hey, I have a question, blah, 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 and you can answer it right there on the phone. And you could also say, if you need more information, check out our podcast, blah, 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 which has many frequently asked questions. That positions you as a reliable, if you put it out on a weekly basis or biweekly basis or whatever your schedule is, as long as you put it out on that schedule, it paints you as reliable. You are a human being because I heard your voice. You are warm and friendly because I hear your voice, and it's not a robot. It's not somebody reading the podcast, so it sounds like I rehearsed this very well so that I can answer this and now I have a podcast. No, that's not good. I'm talking like you're sitting right across the table from me right now. You know why? Because you are. Sure, you're in a car, you're on a treadmill, you're walking the dog, whatever it is you're doing, but it's just me and you. And that's the other advantage of a podcast. If you listen to radio stations, they're always talking about, hey, you guys, send in your comments. For me, a podcast is one-to-one. Yes, I know it's going out to, you know, hundreds of, you know, tens of people. But it's just me and you. So that's an advantage in terms of business. So throw that at them. And the other thing that I forgot to mention is the cost. The cost to start a podcast is next to nothing, really, in terms of business. If you think about advertising in a magazine or a newspaper, things like that, or radio, You're going to sprinkle your message, and a lot of that message is going to fall on people who really probably don't want to hear it. With a podcast, the only people that are listening to your podcast are people that want to listen to it. They choose to listen to it. And you can develop that community. And you can, that's another great thing in terms of business. You can solicit feedback, maybe through speakpipe.com, and get comments from your customers that say, hey, I really like your widgets, but I wish they did this. You know, I went to SpeakPipe. I said, I really like your thing. Realize that some podcasters have more than one podcast. And if you want to have different colored tabs, you're kind of messed up in that. It's kind of one tab because you can take that code and put it on multiple pages. But if you change the color, you change the color on every website that you put it on. And they went, oh, yeah, okay. That's the kind of feedback that you can get from your customer and build a better product. Now, if you put in a enhancement from your customers, now they feel like their information is valuable. And so they might chime in more. So now you've got a direct pipeline to your customers who now feel valued because you're listening. You're creating a better product because it's based on customer, you know, feedback. And that's just going to make them more loyal. Loyal customers, happy customers, satisfied customers typically tell other people, oh, you got to go to this restaurant. They have the best pizza and the best service. Right? So it's got everything you can in a podcast can be great, be used as a phenomenal tool for a business. The biggest mistake you can make is making it a commercial. I mean, this is a podcast for the School of Podcasting. And I, you know, I mentioned my website at the beginning, and probably in about 3 minutes, I'll tell you about my step-by-step tutorials, but I do my best not to make this a commercial, you know, and I'm not sitting here going, today it's Super Jumbo Deluxe. There are ways to promote your products without making it sound like a commercial. Now, do I honestly think that the listener doesn't know that they're, you know, that it's kind of a commercial? Absolutely. When I hear somebody bring on a customer, I know what they're doing. And you know that I know that you know that you know that I know that what they're doing. But it's, I can listen to that. It's a little more warm. It's a little more personable. And it's not, you know, this Sunday, 20% off, money back guarantee. We will not be under, you know, it's not that hard sell. Nobody wants to listen to a hard sell. So that would be the other thing I would warn people about with doing a podcast for your business. Kevin, thank you so much for your question. Again, you can find Kevin at yesmusicpodcast.com. There's a fun niche, people that like Yes Music. And Kevin has found out that he thought probably that there's not that many people. That thing's going gangbusters. We've talked about him in the past. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. Today we talked about the free contact system called SpeakPipe that will be added out at the School of Podcasting to the other resources that you can get to. I'll also add a tutorial to show you how to use that. And if you're looking for step-by-step tutorials on the entire podcasting process, from planning to producing to promoting, it's all there. Everything you need to start a podcast. Do you need to buy equipment? Contact me. I sell podcasting equipment. It's all there. Do you need some consulting? It's all there. You can buy it in 15-minute increments. Everything you need to start a podcast is at theschoolofpodcasting.com. Thank you so much for listening. Our website is schoolofpodcasting.com. You can email me, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. You can call in your comments, 888-563-3228, courtesy of podcastvoicemail.com. And now you can use the SpeakPipe little button on the right-hand side. It says send voicemail and leave your comment that way. Or if you're a typer, you can leave a comment on the blog. However you want to reach me, I'm dying to hear what you have to say. Thanks for listening. And until next week, class is dismissed.